Okay.
Good to go?
We are good to go.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and call this meeting to order at 6:06. And we will start with roll call. We'll have everyone introduce themselves, starting at my right.
I'm Dr. Mona here.
Chris Doyle here.
Danielle Borden here.
All right, our next item on the agenda is approval of the February 22nd, 2022 minutes. I don't want to say that only.
I will make that motion.
You were supposed to say, "I will too."
I see.
The motion's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion about the minutes, questions, or concerns? Hearing none, I will go ahead and call, I guess we already have the thing, so all in favor of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes unanimously. We'll now move to zoning updates, and this is... Zoning updates, use of residential zones, and we have a public hearing. You want to make the presentation before we go into...
Sure.
Okay, so Ann's gonna start with the presentation for what we discussed, what we went over, and some discussions that happened after.
Okay. So, as we talked about last time, we've got a lot of uses along 7th Avenue that don't fit the R2 zone, but yet they're zoned R2, some are zoned R1. I mean, it's kind of a mix of residential uses, but there's a lot of uses that don't fit the residential zones. And so we talked about which uses from the commercial zones would be appropriate, and then I took that discussion and tried to fit it into the chart. I did present this to the city council. They didn't really have any comments. Bob Carlson did have some comments that I tried to incorporate into here. So I know this is the first time you've had a chance to look at it in this format, so definitely we can make some changes if it doesn't work, if it's not clear. But what I was trying to do was add the, kind of like the neighborhood commercial uses as being allowed if they were abutting 7th Avenue. You had talked about setting the hours of operation same as the noise ordinance, 7 a.m., 10 p.m. Parking would be required, same as the, I mean, for the parking ordinance. Then I also made it so that any of the things that were conditional in the residential zones, that those would be allowed. If they were abutting 7th Avenue, they would just be allowed without a conditional use permit. I think that kind of captured your direction from last time, but like I said, definitely give me feedback if it's not shaping up the way you had envisioned it.
So, you want us to make anything before we go to the public hearing, or go ahead and move into the public hearing?
Maybe let's do the public hearing first, and then do the discussion after.
Just a quick explanation for the public. What was presented to us last month was a request to consider a commercial activity on 7th Street, which was a residential area as zoned. We felt not only was the request worthy, but it was also worthy with what we were seeing for the entire city. Our city's grown. As such, we have a lot of area that we need to consider to be somewhat transitional, going from residential to possibly extended commercial. And we found this way as an easier way to kind of put our toes into the water a little bit about changing some of these areas. 7th being the area of concern. And once we reviewed it, we found very, very few residential buildings, very few residences, but a lot of commercials and a lot of open land, which gives the opportunity for a fellow to grow in a lot of ways commercially. So that's why we're here today. And with that explanation, I will call, I'll call the public hearing open at 6:10. So, would anyone like to speak in favor of the change in our OMC? Hearing none, would anyone like to speak neutral to the change in the OMC? Hearing none, I will move on to anyone like to speak in opposition to the change in the OMC. Hearing none, I close this one. I close the public hearing. Okay, so at 6:11, I will close the hearing on uses in residential zones, OMC 17.20.030. Now back to us. What do y'all think? Who wants to start? Does anyone have any comment, concern, question, input on this issue? And for the benefit of the public, we will, of course, still listen off the record for any opinions, concerns, or questions you may have about this one, too. Is that okay for me to do that? Perfect. Anyone got anything? Everyone's happy with it? I'm going to revisit a couple of things about the uses and a couple of explanations on the uses. The first question, the one things I want to go back to is hotel motel. There currently on 7th Street is a hotel motel. We decided not to have that as allowed originally. Is that correct, Anne?
Yes.
I will also put forth to the commission to consider that if with the wide spaces that we have and location to the high school, where a lot of activities happen, a hotel motel might actually be something on 7th that would be a good addition and be kind of a coveted place for a hotel motel to be considered. So I'd like to hear all opinion on hotel motel being considered as allowed on 7th.
Yes.
One of the places that it potentially is possible is say, let's say like somebody with a buy one of the churches, demolish it and put a hotel. Another place is whatever happens with irrigations, buildings, and land. I think that would also be an area where it might be a spot next to Lions Park. We have a lot of activity that hotel motel might be something somebody would want to invest in, especially when we kind of lack facilities that I think most of us would like to see in our community.
I guess from the idea of a hotel motel next to elementary, because you can't see where. There are no computers where I'm going to call the Empire Walker that could be occurring to about it. And if you remember how long it was so close to the school, but I hear the benefit with mom running on, it's just still we're having a hotel so close to the school.
Mom running makes it a little squishy.
It's a little bit. If I had to travel to a town to get a hotel for a sporting event, I wouldn't feel the moon about it being closer a few miles from the school. And it doesn't mean that a break is going to be that double for it yet.
The squishy concern, if you elaborate maybe that a little bit more where your squishy is, I think I know where you're coming from, and it should be considered.
You can't really say what kind of a hotel is going to go in. You can't. Once you allow it, it's allowed in any format that the owner wants it to be at. You just never know what kind of, how it's going to take off. Is it going to be a classy place? Is it going to be a long-term stay? We don't know those. Do we want a long-term stay hotel next to a school? Because you can't decide if it's a long-term stay hotel or something like this, or if it's going to be a budget. that's where it gets really.
Well, the hotel has had a history with our hotels being a little bit heritage, being problematic. So I think that's why I think it's a legitimate consideration. Kevin, what do you think? Simple?
I'm happy to look. Yeah. I mean, I can see whole shot as well. I can see on the corner stuff, you can look through it. If water is through, that doesn't concern. But I agree, there's no point in allowing the next school where there's plenty of ground to build them within a reasonable drive. Everything in the fellow is a reasonable drive. Daniela?
Yes, I agree with both of them. I'm offering.
Which one are you more comfortable with on 7? What would you like to have? Hotels allowed or not?
No.
Brian?
I lean towards not allowed. I can see the point near the high school, but then I think what a lot of your point here, one, I don't want to name a couple of names, but I don't want to see that situation that you messed up in the high school.
Potential problematic. And it's where probably this tablet was away from a hotel being able to sustain itself without long term fit. That's like what most reasons for that stuff is.
Okay, we considered it.
We considered it. Were you playing?
Huh?
Were you getting your name?
I wasn't sure. I wanted to hear some discussion. I figured you all would have some good things, and you did. So. The other one I had a question about, so I don't recommend a change.
No change. Okay.
A vote on that doesn't look like we're even close. Yes, John, jump on.
You got to remember that 7 is a finished deck out to the freeway. And down there along that corridor, it's so commercial.
It's secret, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's only in the residentially zoned areas that this would come into effect.
So, you know,
so that's a good point.
You're always back in that north south.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because
what
the
hotel
wanted
to build in that corner section. Yeah, C3 is totally a lot. Good one.
We're talking students
on the other line. Somebody wanted to build one next to the high school, for example, for whatever reason.
So it was just a distance?
Yeah. You know, proximity. But the other one's close to Lions Park. That'd be the other proximity area where potentially there could be. But concerns outweigh that. And there is, as John just mentioned, opportunity in other areas that are already zoned in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point.
Truthfully, if there was a good hotel in this town,
I know.
Good, you know, 24 hour overnight stay kind of thing, you know, where you can kind of for 3 or 4 days, maybe go far. It was a nice, well established.
I agree.
There's a lot of business that comes to our.
Yeah, I think there is opportunity. Somehow we've got to promote that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get people with powers to be looking at Othello. But maybe 7th isn't the best place. The other one I had a question about was food trucks. Are food trucks off street, would they be allowed on 7th? I guess this question is
Yeah. Okay, let me look that up because I do not know that offhand.
Like there in the parking lot?
Yeah. Like, for example, let's say is if the Catholic Church decided to open up some slots for food trucks next to the high school. I think it would be a great opportunity for a food truck. I don't think we talked about food trucks.
We didn't talk about food trucks. And my question would be, is there a difference in permitting for food trucks? I don't know how, like, between something that's, for example, what you do here at City Hall, right? Does it every now and then versus like a food truck setting up a semi permanent location in the parking lot across the school? That's considered a different thing.
Maybe because of the
zoning? Well, as an example, if you travel around Kenway, it seems like there's a lot of church parking lots that have food trucks in them on non-Sundays, which I find interesting. I look at that and go, wow, a food truck, I think could be sitting next which is the high school that I had the opportunity.
So for a food truck, you need the permission of the property owner where you're locating. You can't locate on Main Street. No stationary vendor shall be licensed for a location in a residential zone. So that's the current regulation. That's under the business license. So our code doesn't really address the mobile ones. It only addresses them. Parking your truck in a location. Not on the street, so at, on a, you know, on private property. So there's a definition of a stationary vendor. Let me find that means. An itinerant merchant who conducts business from a vehicle or other conveyance upon privately or publicly owned property, but not on a public street, sidewalk, alley, or public way of the city.
Yeah. So the
time frame.
Correct. So they're allowed to get permission, but
once they get permission, they're still yet.
They're not allowed to. If they have permission, they're no longer a stationary vendor, they can stay there as long as they want.
No, if they have permission, then they are a stationary vendor.
Okay.
There's also a mobile vendor where they're vending on streets, sidewalks, alleys, public ways. But there's not really much in the code about how that's regulated.
Yeah, that's like your ice cream truck.
Yes. Ice cream truck is a good example.
The other guy is part, you know, down there by the, in the parking lot of the old AT&T building, next to the First Avenue.
It goes to your station there. So that
stationary. He's got tables out every day. The other guy, he really isn't stationary, but he's parked on the street. No. I haven't seen that truck move.
Right, I mean, ice cream truck is going to drive through residential.
So I don't know if that fits the bill, or do we not even address it and maybe have to go back and look at shit working on our food truck?
Definitely that ordinance needs.
So I guess I need some professional direction on this. What I'm looking for is, are we better off letting the sleeping dog lie and fix the food truck ordinance? And this could be an opportunity under eating and drinking. If we get our ordinance set up right, I will probably want to put it as a separate. Or should we put it as a separate?
I don't know that I would be comfortable wrapping it into this process we're in right now.
Yeah.
Without, like, really thinking it through and getting it right.
Getting it right.
So I think it would be better to come back to that.
It would be blank at this point.
Later, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to court. I just wanted to get Ann's explanation first. Go ahead, court.
Actually, she answered the question. I was just going to say, you know, I think you would be better off doing a citywide
discussions on that one. Yes?
Yes, I just had a question regarding on the hotel motel, and what that did that disagreed and what that concern. Is there any substantial evidence that's causing this concern? Is this a personal opinion, or is there any actual evidence?
Sure. So what that is based on, that's a great question, is when you're looking at hotel as its motel experience, unfortunately right now, we have a fair amount of crime that is centered around a couple of hotel motels. That's the problem that many people have. So since we're looking at a transitional commercial zone versus a full commercial zone, it's the types of businesses you want to allow within the transition. Is there anything that could fall into that? So eventually what will probably happen is as things process, as the hotel grows, 7th will probably ultimately become a commercial street. It's just not there yet. So this is a transitional. Now, a transitional in mind, what sort of businesses do you think can allow there to allow that transition to happen and to have organic growth in a big area of open space? Now, if we had no other open spaces for potential hotel motels, which we have multiple, then maybe 7th would make more sense to go there. But because of the population that we have of schools, students, and churches, it probably at this time doesn't make sense to have it as a transitional option as opposed to a permanent option when 7th probably becomes a grant. Does that answer your question?
No. I want to know what physical evidence you have that is probably or problematic to back that up as evidence to make it a concern to go to school.
There's quite a few police reports that come to motels here in town. I think that's probably where that concern is, one of those being on 7th. So that.
What does that have to do towards the school? Do you want
criminal activity around the school?
No, then what if we're in a hotel? Yeah, it's the whole
thing. That's your own question. You don't want criminal activity around your school.
Again, because you're looking at a transitional opportunity versus, like, for example, if we're going to make this a fully open commercial, it would be totally different. But since we're looking at a transitional zoning, that impacts the types of businesses. So we put those in there for consideration, but what were the challenges to that? And the biggest challenge is history. You know, unfortunately, Othello's history somewhat works against that. Now, as we move out of transitional and go into a more permanent commercial zone, as Othello grows, and the need for more commercial area. And as, to quote one of the city councilors, who I think made probably the best point about why we should be transitional, one of the areas in the center of town has the most open space. There's a great opportunity there for the future. But we also have to recognize it's a transitional. We have residences, and you have a number of other things that are there that some commercial activities could impact upon. And that's why we're making the decisions to transition into that. I know that's a tougher. I wish Othello had a little better history when it came to hotel motels and police reports. I think that the two city councilors here could probably verify exactly what I'm saying.
General, a lot of hotels and launchers that people were kind of at the turning point. compromise, then maybe not make the best choices. And that's kind of the motels that we have here. And so there's plenty of places to build great hotels that are already zoned for and already set up. And that's really going to be the probably the primary point for.
I think of a Springfield Marriott were to ask to be built in the area of the irrigation district's land. That would be a very interesting and short discussion that would happen with this commission and then passed on to the elected officials to have their discussion, which I suspect would also be just as short. But I'm guessing. Am I blowing anything with those comments, Anne?
No.
Oh, good. See, Anne has to be my conscience in correcting when I talk.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for the question. It was great. So we're not going to do anything with food trucks until we, on this, with definition, which still leaves, I guess, that opportunity. But we've got to clean up the ordinances a little bit. Okay. Last thing I have on commercial uses, specifically prohibited, clubs, lodges, and assembly halls. I just had a question on that one in regards to currently a fair number of the churches are being used as assembly halls for different events, as well as, I don't know if that's fitting the definition of what that was looking for there or what the concern was, or if it would help to have a nonprofit added as an allowed, or if we should do anything with that and just leave it as is.
You know, that clubs, lodges, assembly halls language is very old. And to me, that means like, you know, like Eagles Lodge, you know, that kind of a thing. So, well, probably a nonprofit still, but is that what you want in your residential zone? So, I mean, I think a church, I mean, assembly is part of what you do in a church. You know, that's just part of the church. Typical church activities. You know, if somebody wanted to open just a club or something, I don't know that fits in a residential zone.
Does this prohibit the churches from using their properties? Okay.
No, it just would.
So it doesn't stop the churches, for example, when the Catholic Church rented their hall for the Chamber of Commerce event, that would still be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make sure.
And maybe we need to do something to clarify that. I don't know quite what.
Yeah, that was where I kind of was too. Because now I've had an MC three events at that location this year. I hate to find these things out after the fact.
Should we say, what if we said clubs, lodges, assembly halls as the primary use?
Oh, that was very good. What do you all think of that?
So then it'll still value 16 churches.
Right.
Is it Bob in the primary use?
Am I missing something on that? Do you think that fits it?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I had to go to Bob here on this one. He's my other conscience, so.
I think it sounds good.
Corey John, that sounds reasonable for you to keep those activities. And the only concern when I read this is, have we, without intention, prohibited activities like that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm worried about. Works for me.
Okay. I'll make that change.
Everyone agree with that change? I'll just do it by acclamation versus formal vote. Okay.
You have an assembly or an activity of assembly every day at the senior citizen center.
Well, you know, that should be
that. That was the other thing, is that the senior center is really close to that kind of a
yeah,
use.
That was the other one, yeah.
So I actually put it in as its own category, as a senior center or similar. Because I didn't know what to do with it. And they even looked a little bit at, you know, like senior centers nationwide. They're looking at like changing their name to be like more hip kind of places. I don't know.
Yeah,
There's a lot of changes going on right now.
You also, I don't know if y'all saw the housing one changes that we, we added ADUs, I think, in this, and also housing.
Multifamily.
Multifamily, because it's just a lot that is done there. Okay. Any other questions or concerns from the commission? I don't have anything else, so really I just was going to ask some questions about it. Any concerns from the public? Questions? Bob? I knew it was coming. Fire away.
We're requiring concrete parking. Is that clear in here? I guess I don't know if I see it or just because it's going to be requiring concrete parking. I just want to make sure it's clear.
Good point.
Okay, so footnote 4 says following uses allowed in commercial zones and those deemed similar shall be allowed on lots abutting 7th Avenue provided parking meets OMC 1761, operating hours limited to 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and the commercial use extends no more than one half block from 7th Avenue.
Does that cover all the commercial standards that those buildings have to be built to, or just those items?
Just those items.
Do you want to include, we do have commercial standards, and just include add to all commercial standards, to all commercial standards, to that activity. Good point, Bob.
So are you thinking, you're meaning the design standards? Is that what you're...
Am I blowing something with that? Or eating or anything else?
And that would be covered by building code. So.
Would doing something like that on 17 considered a change of use?
Yes.
Trigger it having to be brought up to code on everything? Because some of these churches not make it.
Right.
So is that the intent here that creates something that can be actually feasible for probably what do you mean? Well, how much? I mean, and that'd be a question for churches to comply with the commercial code. How many of them, what would they have to change? It would be the first question. Because there's unintended things that exist out there that have to be brought up. I mean, I did that car wash, I had to put in a ton of drainage.
Yes. The design standards, one thing is that what you might see as this area transitions is that houses may be converted to offices, basically. Is that house going to meet the commercial design standards? Probably not. Hmm. So I'm a little
worried about that. So the question then is, how much freedom do we want to give to allow the opportunity for growth? Versus, I guess, safe and minimum required. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be too invasive, but I don't want to be too freewheeling either in regards to, I don't want somebody 20 years ago going, why the heck did they allow that? What a mess. I want to prevent what a mess. So what do we need in there to make it make sense and get rid of the what a mess?
Yeah, the wheels are turning. I guess, so what about this? This is kind of just talking my thoughts through. What if you require design standards for new buildings, but not for existing ones? So the new ones would have to meet the commercial design standards, but if it's a converted existing building, it wouldn't need to meet those standards.
Does that help if someone bought a home and turned into offices? Or would that fall through the crack on the verbiage?
So if they are converting an existing building, then they wouldn't need to, by what I said, they wouldn't need to do the design standards. They could leave the building. They could leave it appearing on the outside the way it is. They'd still have to do the inside interior remodel to meet commercial codes. But this is just talking about the exterior of the building.
That sounds reasonable. John, Corey, you guys are probably going to know better than us. We're missing something there. So if the building remains the building and is reused, fine. But if you rebuild, then you have to go to commercial standard.
As far as design standards.
My question would be, maybe somebody brought that. If somebody converts to have a house and converts an office building, it's never a very
absolutely. The interior needs to be brought to commercial standards. It's just that we're just talking the appearance on the outside. Are we going to make them meet the commercial design standards for, you know, modulation and roof line and all that kind of stuff?
That would be my I think on the first I've seen a lot of people go take the house and turn into office for mm-hmm. a long time.
Yeah, and I think so you'll see that on 7th over time. But yeah.
But for is that, do you think a good approach? John?
Yeah.
What do you think, Bob?
No, I think right, as long as it's only the appearance. I mean, if you have any other codes, but it changes.
I'm sorry, I don't have your name in the back.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us today. What do you think of that? You got an opinion?
I don't have an opinion.
Would you like it? Okay. Well, the public likes it. That's always a good sign.
Well, this kind of started with the idea of parking.
Sherry, you got that over there?
The parking's already in there. We'll need to add a statement about probably in that footnote 4 again, that adding that in is one more criteria of what needs to happen, that new construction would need to meet the commercial design standards. An existing would not.
So to repurpose a building, you're pretty good. You just have to make the interior commercial design.
They need to be parking.
That's completely how I find it. Any other questions or concerns? Without hearing anything else, and without finding anything else, which I'm sure we'll find later probably, I would
entertain.
I think we covered this one pretty well, though, folks. Especially how quickly we got it, especially how this was aired there. Presented to us, you know, ultimately for the benefit of the public. We had a unique circumstance that was very difficult, where somebody wanted permission for a unique opportunity. This commission doesn't feel like that is in the best interest of Lavelle. And if it isn't good for the whole city of Lavelle, it shouldn't be engaged in. However, that opportunity gave us an opportunity to maybe do something we were all thinking about anyway, which was the possibility of transitional zoning. As we continue to grow. Maybe when we're 4,000 people, that didn't make a lot of sense. Now that we're approaching 10,000 people, it's something we're probably going to have to consider for a few other places in the future. Anyway, that little speech done, I'll entertain a motion for this new use. Motion for the council.
Yeah, recommending the
recommendation
says changed.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign? Passes unanimously. Okay, I know you all looked at your agendas and said, hey, this is going to be short meeting, and it probably still will be. But we do have items on hold this week. I'm going to bring one of those items forward if nobody else has anything else they want from old business to bring forward. Does anyone else have anything other than what I'm going to bring?
Can I just celebrate that the parks plan was adopted by council, approved by RCO? We are good to go for 6 more years. Good work.
Nice job.
6 more years, guys.
Yep.
Good job. On old business, I just want to remind everyone, I'm going to skip one. Subdivision update, which is probably our second longest item on old business. We're going to have to dig deep into that and get that zoning done. But we keep on getting extra jobs, which is okay, because I think you all are doing a great job, too. That the residential landscaping installation timing is still on our old business and something we have to revisit as we were asked to by city council. And the underground utilities on existing pole policy, we'll have to hear from the city attorney on and start talking about that. We also have, when we run out of ideas to talk about, which it seems like this commission hasn't had much of a problem with, we'll have to go back to the housing action plan and see if there is any other things we can, other recommendations that we can do to help the housing issues in Othello pass on to the city council for consideration.
And I do have one announcement about that. I put it on here, but just the city applied for a grant to look at the multifamily tax exemption program offered by the state. And so we were awarded a $25,000 grant, and so we will be hiring a consultant to help us through that process. So I'm sure I'll be bringing that back to you at some point for some input.
Housing occupation code, and you're probably not ready to dive into this tonight, correct?
I didn't prepare anything, but if you have things to say, I'll make notes.
I hope everyone maybe took a look at that a little bit. If you look at it, there's a lot of things that are allowed and not allowed. And I have a feeling that ours is not as modern as maybe other cities.
1995.
1995 is more modern than I thought it was, actually.
It maybe was just like readopted. I don't know if there are any changes.
I bet it was readopted in 1995. I found myself questioning if daycares were allowed by our definitions. Now, they may be by the state, but that one kind of has a prohibited use in our area. They have private and or nursery schools as a disallowed thing, and I found that kind of interesting in our current code. And I also saw daycare weren't really mentioned or allowed. So since I don't want to throw the workforce in Othello in the turmoil, something we have to look at a little bit.
So the family home daycare, which is 12 or less in the home of the provider, the state requires us to allow that anywhere we allow residences.
So we don't have,
That's already addressed, that's in the residential zones as a listed as a allowed use. It's when if it's more than 12 in the home of the provider, that's currently, I think, not allowed. And if it's a standalone daycare center, it wouldn't be a home occupation anymore.
It couldn't be a home occupation.
So we were talking about home occupations. So I can look at in the residential zones what is allowed. Currently, daycare for more than 12 children in the home of the provider is a conditional use in all of the residential zones.
Okay. So that's state law?
No.
Oh, that's in our code.
That's in our code.
We don't need to address it here, which is why it wasn't mentioned.
Correct.
Okay. I just found that one kind of an interesting thing. If somebody were to look at this, that wasn't. So the things that are allowed is a accountants and tax consultants, artists and writers, architects and draftsmen, dressmakers, seamstresses and tailors, music or dance teachers, catering or party decorators, office facilities used in conjunction with the business whose activities are conducted off premises, tutoring, massage parlors, small appliance repair. That's the 10 items listed. I have a feeling that's not very modern.
We don't allow artists and writers.
No, we allow. Those are allowed. Those are all allowed.
Oh, I thought we didn't. I was, why?
Because they're weird all.
Yeah, that's a pretty.
You want to look next to somebody weird, for God's sake.
Specific but eclectic list.
You were out for that one.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you gotta do something with that list probably a little bit. You know, one of the things I thought, I think there's a lot of concern that has been brought up about I don't want to say beauty salons because I'm not sure that is the right term for it. But I'm looking at other cities, they allow a lot more cosmetology services.
Correct. Because, I mean, that's a very common thing that a woman, usually a woman, does hair out of her home. I mean, it happens here, too. We know it, but it's technically not allowed.
Right. And I don't know if by allowing it gives us more opportunity to...
Then you can license it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's concerns. I think it's a variety of complaints. I guess that was my question, is would some of these things being allowed help with dealing with some of those complaints? I mean, it's kind of hard to, I don't know which way is the right way to approach the complaint side of it.
Right, I mean.
What is the complaint? They're all noise from a haircut.
Yeah, believe
it or not. I'm just trying to envision what's driving this. Like, so I'm not going to get our hair out to the road. Like, what? Even we're trying to split here. When we're talking about using some of the studios operating out of the home, like, what are the complaints that come? I think that other than the car parking literally in front of somebody else's driveway.
Do you have nails? That's for, like, you walk in the morning by inside and it's like, it's in the face.
No.
Yeah, no. But I'm sure they're not
doing
that many people at once.
But
right.
Again. You'd probably get it accurate, because I know Anna's not ready for this presentation tonight. And I only, because I asked somebody, what the heck is the deal? And they gave me a list, and I was like, it's a very diverse list of complaints. I'm sure some of them come from people who say, hey, that's illegal, you guys should do something about that.
So if it's diverse,
but there's other ones
that can't be addressed.
I don't know. Complaints look pretty. The noise ones were consistent. Which was interesting to kind of figure out what it done. Apparently there might be an illegal barber who really likes to crank up the tune when he's tuned there.
I'm really thinking that my kid
in the
backyard.
During the day, you can't hear the noise, can you?
Huh?
If it's during the times when there is no noise, or can we even do anything?
I don't know.
So really, that one might not be able to get that altogether if it's within the time that you're allowed to be noisy.
Yeah.
I've got a great answer for you.
I don't know. At-home services during business during noise ordinance. Exactly.
But then on the other side of it too, there are these complaints coming from people who say, hey, I got a legal place, that's an illegal one. Make sure they do this so everyone can't get complained about the current time.
So maybe we should.
And then it wastes time in the city to deal with that. So if it is common in other cities, I don't see the reason for it not to be common here.
What
if
it's just cleaned
it up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, reevaluate our list and compare it to other cities.
Mm-hmm.
See what makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't have time this month to prepare or anything. I knew this would be a short agenda, but
I only reason I brought it to we got time.
and just maybe get folks thinking about what we want to address with that. You just heard the list of 10 allowed, and I think the disallowed ones, the forbidden activities, real quickly, are barbershops, beauty parlors, kennels, which makes sense, stables, there could be a little noise with that, animal hospitals, pet grooming, real estate offices, this is the one I had a giant question mark about, restaurants, not restaurants, the real estate offices, medical and dental clinics, vehicle repair, painting and servicing, and some of these are pretty, make a lot of sense, same thing with welding and metalwork, cabinet carpentry and paint shops, mortuaries, whether that get complicated, anyway. I mean, think about that one for a little bit before we just did what we did. Private or nursery schools and private homes. Those are the disallowed. This is kind of interesting. It's worth
even looking at options.
I know, they're so noisy.
So, I mean, you guys get paired with the barbershops, and it's just.
Really, they're a while through.
The Libertarian in me wants to say, is this being a problem?
I think you need to regulate the impacts. Okay. You limit number of people that can be there at one time, although I don't think you can limit it to one. Like right now, it limits it to one, but it allows like party planners. So, you know, what bride isn't going to go talk to a party planner without, her sister, or her mom, or her best friend, you know. So. Some of it just really doesn't make sense to me.
And also, you have to consider footprint in residential. You know, if you have something that, like, you're not supposed to have much of an appearance of being in the business, that's problematic.
Which I did see that we had somewhere where you can't have, like, on the home.
You can't, it's kind of really small.
I mean, that's limited. So, the only example I can think of on this front is it over there off of 9th? That house just past the alleyway off of Main. They painted the side of the wall. They painted.
It is painted.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
The beauty shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is painted. And it's a pretty good painting now that you bring it up.
Oh, the beauty shop that's there?
Yeah.
It's painted. That's a lot of it. Right. It's on the other side of the alleyway.
It's on the home side of the alleyway.
Right, that was.
That
time
for that area
to allow that.
Yep.
And it was in the past.
Yeah.
I guess it's years. And then people buy it. So they need to find a mission that was done.
So then going forward, no signage or small signage? I mean, what are the things that we have to talk about?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff that, you know, which one of them look like in residential and parking.
Parking, I think.
Means parking the ones that I see being placed on.
But maybe it's an answer that we limit how many people you can offer service to at one time.
And also, I mean, it's a home occupation, so it's your business. It's not like you're having a bunch of employees, so how many clients can you see at once?
Yeah,
but
again, it would probably be only one
party on the
survival
traffic.
Well,
and I guess my question is, I mean, to setting that up, how do you regulate that? How do you police it?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you go to the house in 5 hours, they're like, well, three of these are just family and friends. Those two people, though, those are my cousins. I don't know.
I think one of the interesting things to this here is staffing. And that's where it got really easy for me to define at what point are you no longer something that should be done for these activities. If you have to hire somebody who doesn't live in the house, you shouldn't be in the residential area.
So could you require something like
and that's part of
the rule. You have to have one offer of parking?
I think you can probably do that.
Seems
like you guys want to keep this meeting going. I just kind of threw it out there for consideration. See, all the good ideas start flowing there.
You don't have to require after parking lot. That means that, you know, you have to take one spot and you have to figure it out. Then you don't have to deal with that.
It's a relatively short section. It's worth, like I said,
And like I said, I thought that the current explanation of if you didn't hire staff, you were fine, but if you had to hire staff, you better find a commercial site. So, kind of interesting. Well, we'll talk about more. We'll put this one in stone just yet. Currently it is, and maybe it'll stay. There's some other things as well. Last item, facility building and planning department report. This is like my favorite thing in the world. It really is. I hope you all take a look at it in particular. I love seeing your, although this was a slow month for rental licenses.
Yep.
And there's, is, and is it correct, there's going to be a report made for city council on the licensures, the rental licensures, and what this has accomplished and what the investment really got, which was shocking to me, to say the least. I mean, I don't know if you, I just, to the benefit of everyone in Othello, this was a good plan. Somebody would, if somebody dies in a fire that's prevented, and a family doesn't lose, you know, have a major loss of everything made in life, and some poor landlord who just didn't get something fixed, he should have, doesn't lose his future because of it, we did a good thing. It should be appreciated and heralded, because that was a good one. I'm shocked at how high the failure rate is, but it makes sense when you read through everything. And
yeah.
Like I said, you see the process. And, you know, one of the things I do have a question about, and it's just philosophical. We have these plaques, and some of these plaques have been in existence for a long time. And I just have gotten to the opinion that there's windows of opportunity, and then those windows close. And does our process, is there anything that we've done in our process to maximize opportunity when those windows of opportunity are open and to make things go? Like, for example, the assisted living center. We've been hearing about this, you know, that Coventry is going to build for like 5 years. John, how long have you guys heard about the assisted living? I mean, 5 years, before, is that about right? That this thing was going to get done, yet the plaque still sits, and that is not the city's fault. But it seems like it's hot trot ready to go, and then everything falls apart. Hot trot ready to go, and then everything falls apart. And I like those. I just look at those and go, what, why, how? I wish I understood that better, because I think we want things to grow in the city. And if there's anything we can do to facilitate that and to make that go better, I don't look, like you said, I don't know what to do on that, but if you look at your list of flats, it's the same kind of list that's kind of been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that some of these, it's, you know, the people are behind on this, behind on that, but sometimes I wonder if there's a way, and if it's worth an investment, that we can help with that. And that for the good of the city. I don't know. Have you guys thought about looking at that stuff? Corey, John, but.
Are you talking about all the time?
Huh?
Are you talking about
that? Well, that's one of them.
I don't vote for that anyway.
That got more interesting when unfortunately the concern there was the ammonia, which unfortunately also that evacuation area covered 90% of the town, so then it kind of became a little bit of a moot concern. Like, well, we're all in the same boat on that one. But when I look at some of these plots and some of these developments, I just want to make sure we're, I don't know what to do on it. And that's what, is there need to be a study or a loophole, or is there something that we can do to make things get through? I don't know. Just my thought.
Yeah, I mean.
In looking at these reports, I just see the same things over and over and over again, year after year.
So right now, really, there's only, there's that one and there's the one for Wahidas.
Right.
Where there's.
But that's complicated. Wahidas is complicated.
That is a complicated one.
I get the ones that are complicated, and that Wahidas is very complicated. But there's been other ones that you just, well, some ones that fall off just didn't happen.
Right, so I took off the one for Waterhole for the expansion.
Right.
They needed to plat it, and it sounds like they're just not gonna move forward now.
Well, and then Brulez, that kind of fell off.
Right.
So that one fell off. I don't know, is Story Harbor still on this one?
It is, and they, you know, they are moving forward, so, I mean, their next step, they're building, I believe their building was getting delivered. So they need to finish their preliminary plat's been approved, they'll need to do the final plat, finish it off. We can't even accept the plat until they do the sidewalk or bond for it. So they're probably gonna wait till after they are done constructing before they put in the sidewalk, because that makes sense on your timing. So that one I think will be finished fairly soon after the building is, but it's gonna sit for a little bit till it gets to that point.
I guess that's, like you said, it's not really, please don't take it as a criticism, because it's not. But can we on the plane, is there anything we can do? Or something we should look at to see if we can make this process better? I know you had to go through this quite a process. You know, we brought that to us. And sometimes we just kind of wonder if we could, I don't know if we can or can't.
And I guess back up to Waterhole, just to kind of, you know, add some more details to the story, is that the owner came in and said his surveying company told him they'd submitted the plat, and how is it going? And I'm like, they haven't submitted anything. And the next thing I'm hearing from the surveying company that the owner has put it on hold. So.
Yeah, that's, like you said, that's the other thing I've noticed with these, is some of these things have windows of opportunity. I don't know if there's anything that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool if there was some sort of state study out there, we could have somebody else pay for it. Figure it out, you know, go through our systems and figure that all out like they did on housing. I don't know if that even exists, but I do with that. Spitball and stuff. Alright. Takes care of everything I have. Does anyone have any new business they'd like to bring forward for consideration? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Hearing a motion, a second, and a third, all in favor say aye.
Aye.